Zion. We're Perik Ches. Okay. Od Zot. B'machlot Asurot. Further, with regards to the Machlot Asurot, those which are forbidden for us to eat. Shelekach nekrim b'shem Isu. They're called Isu, something which is forbidden. Someone eats something which is asur, b'lo hoda, even without knowing. L'shem shemayim. La'avod et Hashem, b'koach achila hi, with that koach achila. It means he thought this is kosher, wasn't kosher, and he ate it because he wanted to learn Torah. To give him koach to learn Torah. V'gam pa'al v'asaken. He went and he learned Torah because of this. He had koach now. V'karav it palel b'koach achila. And he learned, he davened, and he learned b'koach this achila through the strength that he got from this eating, of this machal esu. Ein hachiyut sheba, the life that you get from this, ola goes up umitlabeshet b'tevet haTorah. This chiyut that came from this achila cannot be mitlabesh in the words of the Torah v'atfila. It's ma'akev, the Torah and his tefillah. Unbelievable. Kamo ha'heta. Like the heta. It won't be mitlabesh. It won't be ma'aleh. His Torah and his tefillah like these other things. Like ma'achal heta. Mipnei isura. Bidei asitra ache. In this other side. Mishalosh klipot atmeot. In other words, they have an achiza in his Torah. They have a unique. There's something there. They're holding back his Torah and his tefillah. If you're not eating things which are proper, it's monei your Torah. So too, someone, if you buy chas v'shalom, a person has money of gezel, and that money of stolen money, and he buys food for his children, even though they're eating the Shem Shemayim and they're doing everything, it's going to affect the children's learning. Someone told me the other day that the reason, I don't know if it's true, but it doesn't matter, the rayon is true, that why so many people go off, you know, there is because there's people are not careful with monetary laws, and there might be stolen money, I mean, in their house, and the children are eating stolen money. Unbelievable. We don't understand these things so well. The Stipler used to say, why there's all these diseases in the world, right? Because we're not makbid enough on inyanei ruach ra. The inyanim of like netilas yadayim and stuff like that. In the morning, you know, those things to do with ruach ra. All the dinim of ruach ra. These things have an effect on us. We don't even realize. Can you imagine if we eat something with ruach ra? Just this morning happened. My son got up. And my wife made some, what's it called?
Eggs.
Not eggs, made...
French toast.
No.
Bacon.
Had made already the bread. And accidentally he saw the bread, I just took it out of the thing from this, you know, bread maker. And I put it there and he touched it. So fine, I didn't even think. And I asked him, you did Natila? Oh, forgot. So it was Ruach Ra, the halacha talachi. You have to... So I took a knife and I had to cut the whole thing off in order to give, he didn't touch. It's Ruach Ra. Okay, anyway, it's Ruach Ra. We don't know. You know, you have to be careful with these things. I'm not saying the Halacha Maisa. I say, well, I did. I'm telling you Halacha Maisa. But the important things, we have to be very careful. We don't realize how much we're Monea Kedusha or Monea Aliyah. Our growth, our spiritual growth, from what we eat, what we do, in other things, it affects us. You see, the Baal HaTanya tells you, you ate it l'shem shemayim. You didn't know that you were eating something which is wrong to eat. It affects your Torah. It affects your tefillah. It affects your avodas Hashem. Vafilu hu iser derabanan, even iser derabanan. Shachamurim divrei sofrim, yoter midivrei Torah. There's more chumrah in divrei sofrim because, like we said, the yira that's involved with divrei sofrim is bigger than divrei Torah. Because it shows that you're frightened of divrei Torah. It shows a yira. V'lechein gam yetzara v'koach hamitaveh ledvarim asurim, right? Also the yetzara and the strength that a person desires things which are also hu shed mishedin nuchrain. It's a shade. You know what a shade is? Not a demon. A shade is a spiritual being. Shade comes from a shadayim, like a woman has shadayim, you know, where she feeds a child. Yeah? what's a child? It's a yonik. A shade is something which is yonik, which is, draws its strength from kedusha. Yeah, nochrain.
Is this associated with a negative?
Yeah. This is a shade is a negative thing. The spiritual creations which are created from our berries, we're going to speak about it now. Nochrain, which are strange, shading, right? Shu Yetzahara, Shal Umas Avarizara. That's the Yetzahara of, like I said, the 70 aspects of the nations. That's 70 aspects. There's these shading. They give koach to the sa, to the. Each Umma has its own sa, its own, how you say sa, minister, so to speak, spiritual minister. That gets koach from the Yetzahara, from the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Shunafshotem Shlosh Klipot HaTmeot. The nefesh is created from these Shlosh Klipot HaTmeot that we create, Chas V'Shalom, with our Averis. Mash'ekin Yetzahara V'Koach HaMitaveh L'Dvarim Mutarim. The Yetzahara that comes from, that's from Klipa Noga, the fourth one, right? To Dvarim Mutarim. L'malot Tavato, to fill his desire. Hu Shade M'Shadin Yudayin. That's a shade, a Jewish shade, right? That's a Jewish shade. That's because that's from Klipa Noga. That's associated with us. It can return to Kedusha like we said above. If you eat the Shem Shamayim, it's going to be Kula Kedusha. And also you can bring it back to Kedusha. Ach mikom akom. Kodim shegazal Kedusha. Before it came back to Kedusha, the Klipa Noga. Remember we had three levels and we had the Klipa Noga. Hu sitra acha v'klipa. It's no different. It's sitra acha v'klipa. V'gam achar kach harishimu mimenu. The impression that you get from it means if you eat something l'melot tavato, it's also going to be moneh your Torah. You go after taivas, it's going to affect your Torah. The famous Gemara, right? How can you fill your stomach with food and learn divrei Torah? How can you do that? Our taivas affect our learning. So that if we eat l'taiva, it won't be mitlabesh, but otiyot haTorah, just as we said above. It'll be monea atera. It's unbelievable. If you think about it, it's unbelievable what we're saying here. You say, oh, I'm just having food, I'm just going to enjoy it, I'm going to have taivas, right? No, you're not eating for the purpose of looking after yourself or being... Now, I told you, a tzorech, if you need to eat, it's tasty, you need it, it's a need. I need to eat something that I enjoy. Without it, it's not. I can't function properly, and I need to have a certain level of taivas. That's considered a need. That's considered the tzorach Torah. Tzorach Torah doesn't mean you have to like. Oh, I'm only going to eat cardboard. That doesn't mean that. You can eat schnitzel. You can have your cake. You know, but why are you doing it? Even if you're doing it because you want to have that taiva, you want to enjoy it. You want to have a good piece of food, right? You want to really enjoy it. You're getting a hanah from it. That's not considered taiva. Taiva is it's no tzorach avoda. You're having it, the Shem Taiva. It's not so easy to have, just the Shem Taiva. I'm doing it, the Shem Taiva, cool up. I'm not doing it to relax myself, to satiate myself so I can, right? You know, I can't eat a pill. I'm not happy if I have a pill a day. And I have all my nutrition from there. You with me? Okay, it's very chamul this. The gamma chalka harashimu memenu, the impression that you have from it, nisha davuk baguf, sticks in the goof, liyot, kimiko machu mashke, any food or drink, now said take if dam vabasa, becomes part of your flesh. Right? Mivsaro. V'lechen tzarech haguf l'chibut hakeva. It requires the beating of the beating of the keva. I mean, there's a pain in the person's burial that he feels, his guf feels, and that's part of his purification of his guf and his soul for tchias amesim. Linkoto, to clean him, uletaro mitumato, from his tumma. Shikibel hana bahana olam hazeh. They received in the benefit in this world. V'tanugav, and its benefits mitumat klipat noga, from the tumma of klipat noga, even if it's leheta. V'shedin yudain, these Jewish shedim, right? Elim kain mi shelo nene meolam hazeh kol yamav. Elim, he won't get chibul akeva. Only someone who wasn't benefit from this world his whole life. Kamohu, Rebbe, the person who compiled the Mishnah, Rebbe Akadosh. He's called Rebbe HaKadosh because he pointed and said he had everything. Like you learned in a few weeks ago. Right? Who Alexander, Rashi, didn't have. Yeah? One missing on the Shulchan. Mitznon b'yomot ha-kayetz forgotten. Or some fruit that you don't find normally in the winter or the summer. He had everything on the Shulchan. But he wasn't, he pointed and said, I wasn't nene, I feel be'etzva katana. Even this little finger from this world. What does it mean? He had all these delicacies. What do you mean he wasn't benefiting? It was all Hashem Shamayim. You can benefit from this world. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. Now, you're going to learn about the brachas. You learned about the brachas of Esav and Yaakov. Those brachas occur in you. Kiviyachol, Ayet Sahara is Esav, and Ayet Tov is Yaakov. All of these things are Mishalim as well. They're not only how the world works, they're also how you work. Within you, you have an Esav, and within you, you have a Yaakov. And there's a fight within you. In the same way, you can learn the parasha of Yaakov and Esav. It's the parasha of the Yetzer and the Yetzer Tov. And the fight of Yaakov with the angels, the fight of the Yetzer. That everything in Chumash can be learned on different levels, and they're all true. And it's unbelievable. You can learn about yourself. You can learn about the way the world works. They're all true. You can learn about the spiritual worlds. They're all saying something. The simple little story on different levels and different spiritual levels. And they're all true. It's an amazing thing. The same format exists in different levels of spirituality in the whole world. It's unbelievable when you think about that. It's unbelievable. If you understand what Torah is, it's unbelievable. How can, you know, a little story in Chumash be how a human being works, how the worlds work, the spiritual worlds work, and they're all the same. And it's all the same format. It's unbelievable. If a person thinks about it, it's like mind-boggling. It's a little story. A little kid, a three-year-old, reads a story. And he gets Hana. And then you read it, and you get Hana. You're learning about the world. And then you read a deeper level, you're learning about yourself. Then you read a deeper level, you're learning about the spiritual worlds. How the spiritual worlds are formed. It's the same story. That's Torah. V'advarim b'teilim b'heta. On words, like words, just some words to say. Kagon, Ama Aretz, an ignorant person, someone who doesn't know Torah. She'enu yichol, Ama Aretz, Ein Ama Aretz Chassid. He could be Yirei Shemayim. We're not talking a person who doesn't keep Torah. He's keeping Torah. He doesn't know Torah. He's keeping Torah, doesn't know Torah. Yichol ilmod, She'enu yichol ilmod. Doesn't know how to learn. He's not even in a daf yomishe. Right? Tzarech letahen nafsho. He has to purify himself. Mitumazu, the klipazu, Aydei gilgula b'kaf hakela. Because he was speaking Dvar Torah and no Divrei Torah, he kept mitzvahs. He didn't have Torah in his life. He requires kafakela. You know what kafakela is? So the tzir kafakela, that's what it means. What's kafakela? Kafakela means a sling. Kafakela. You know these things you pull back and you sling? Yeah? That's the kela, right? So the neshama is in the lower spiritual worlds and gets thrown across the world from one side to the other. That's the pain it has. It's like in limbo, being thrown around the world. That's kafakela. Not very enjoyable.
It's punishment?
Yeah, it's a punishment. It's a form of punishment. We all do tshuva, it won't happen. Like it says in the Zohar, Parsha Salach.
Kafakela is what we're not supposed to speak about at night.
You shouldn't speak about anything like these things. I mean, what do you mean you shouldn't speak about? You shouldn't speak about, you know, like bad things anyway, no, at night. But you explain it, we're learning, so explaining. Aval diburim asurim. But that's Dvarim Batalim. Words which are awesome. Kumo, Leitzonos. Like we learned Leitzonos, right? Zayd. Remember we learned in Pirkei Avos? Leitzonos. V'loshen hara. V'kiyotzi behem. An evil tongue. And kiyotzim. Shemishlosh klipot tmeo. That's not already the klipot noga. Right? That's something tame. That's something impure. Legamri, completely. Ein kafakele levado. Not only will you have kafakele moil, letayel la'avir tumato mehanefesh, rak tzricha liyared leginim. He needs ginim to be metayel himself. All of this is without tshuva. If a person does tshuva, done deal. None of this. Right? Now, again, let me explain to you what devarim betelim mean. Devarim betelim doesn't mean you need to speak to someone and cheer them up, or you need to have a little chit chat during the day. You're allowed to do that. That's like eating. That's the tzarech limud. Dvarim b'teilim means you have no tzarech whatsoever, no need whatsoever to say them, and you say the words just done. Like a woman doesn't have dvarim b'teilim. She needs to speak. That's how she speaks. She gets connected with people, right? So Gemara. Gemara says, I mean, if teishaka, all the women would be kafakele geinim, right? It says, ten midas of dibu came to the world, nine got women. Women talk. That's the way they connect. Men talk in terms of fixing things, whatever. You know, you can, there's many books on these things. But it's this is true. V'ken, mish efshalo la'asok b'tera. However, someone who has the ability to learn Torah, the Talmid Chacham, he can learn. V'osik b'dvarim b'teilim, and he's osik in nothingness, he's dvarim b'teilim, right? Ein kafakele v'adam o'il l'nafsho. It doesn't help kafakele to get rid of this aveira. L'marka u'lezachacha, to clean him and to clear him out. Rak onshin chamurin, only he has big onshim, big punishment. Shemanishim abitul Torah. That's even worse. So even though you're a Talmud Chacham, and you say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, and this Am HaAretz is speaking to Dvarim B'Teilim, your Aveira of not learning is so much bigger, has so much a bigger effect, and you're only saying Dvarim B'Teilim, so much bigger effect on you, that you need not enough Kafakera. Milvad Onish HaKlali, Lekol Bitul Mitul Tzaseh, with apart from the Mitzvah's Aseh, of some, like any mitzvah a person does, he needs tikkun for, fixing for. Machmat atzlus begihinim, begihinim shul shelik. That you get from mitzvah asay, gihinim shul shelik, right? That means it's pretty cold there. There's gihinim shul eish, there's gihinim shul shelik, right? Right? These are only, obviously, you have to understand, it's not like, you know, there's Antarctica for those bitl asays, and then there's, you know, like the fire over there for the lavim, right? It's not, these are tziurim. These are, we speak in Lashon Bnei Adam, first understand these things. It means the same sort of feeling you will feel with Shelig, that's the feeling. You understand? But it doesn't mean that that's what there is there, obviously. Kemua b'mokum ache, v'ken ha'osik, b'chochmas ha'umas ha'ovdei kochovim, someone who learns the wisdom of the worlds, right? Chochma b'goyim tamin, we're speaking about real chochma, we're talking about shtuyot, we're talking about real chochma. You learn mathematics, physics, right? We'll get to that. You learn to be a doctor, right? Bichlal dvarim b'teilim yichashev. If you could learn Torah and you do those things, it's dvarim b'teilim. Le'inyan avon bitul Torah, lots of bitul Torah. Kamo shekado behilchot Talmud Torah. Ve'od zot, yetera mitumata al chochmas umas shel ovdei kochovim al tumas dvarim b'teilim. This is worse. You don't learn to be a physicist, a doctor, a mathematician. It's worse than dvarim b'teilim. Why? She'enu malbishu mitame rak hamidot. It's dvarim b'teilim only mitame your midas, the lower part of you, your from your that part of you, from your goof downwards, right? That's the lower part of you. Miyisod ruach hakodesh benafsho elokit, from the sort of this ruach hakodesh in his soul. B'tumas klipas nogo, and the tumas klapei nogo. Shibidvarim b'teilim habayim yisod aruach hara shibidklipas nogo. They come from the bad side of klipas nogo. Remember, klipas nogo, again, anything which is parev, right? Like dvarim b'teilim, dvarim mutarim, you can make it kulo kedusha, right? If it's the tzorach limud. Okay, zuba nefesh habehemis kedel. V'lo b'chines chabad. However, the b'chines chabad, the head, right, of klipas nogo. That's some macha shehem divrei shtus uborot shigam ashotim velo b'chines chabad. It doesn't affect b'chines chabad because these are dvarim b'teilim. It's divrei borot gam shotim. It's stupid stuff. Newspapers, in other words, right? That's not chochmas umos avodah. That's shtusim. Yochlim. I mean, if you have good articles which are educational, that's something different, right? We're talking about you're learning physics, you're learning mathematics, you're learning refuah, you're going to save lives. That's, you're hearing what we're saying here? That you need tikkun. You need, not kafakele is going to help you here.
If you're supposed to be doing that, you
don't. If you're supposed to be learning Torah and you don't.
No, you're supposed to be learning science and you don't.
Yeah, if you're going to be a doctor. And you could be learning Torah and you're going to become a doctor. Kafakele. Who malbish umetame bechines chabad? He's metame bechines chabad. It's worse than dvarim b'teilim. He's metame his rosh of klipas noga, the head. That's worse. Shebenafsho elokit betumas klipas noga, in the nafsho elokit, his spiritual soul, his godly soul, klipas noga shebechokmas elu shenaflu shama b'shvir sakelim, that these chokhmas, which were part of Shir Sakelim, we haven't learned Shir Sakelim, we haven't gone to Shir Sakelim. When the world was created, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the world was created, right? The world was created 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the spiritual worlds. You have what's called Shir Sakelim. Shir Sakelim is where we get all our mitzvahs from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world, he brought in the world of Atzilus, what was then called the world of Nikudim. I'm just going to give you, if you understand, you understand. If you don't understand, I get it. He brought his awe, his light into the world. He put them into the vessels, into certain vessels, in a certain order of the lower worlds. And the worlds couldn't receive his awe. It was too powerful for the vessels to receive it, and they broke. And the vessels broke, and there were Shivrei Kelim and Shivrei Orot that went and created what the lower worlds are, Asiya, Yetzirah, and Bria. That's why we have those worlds. Because those worlds contain the sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, and the spark, and the vessels, the broken vessels which contain them. Right? And that's part of, this is the Kalei Noga. This is the light, and all our mitzvahs are created by fixing those vessels. All our mitzvahs and all of Klal Yisrael comes from the fixing of those vessels. That's what we do the whole day. And when we fixed our own particular vessels, right, we finished our lives. Our lives are complete. And when the whole Klal Yisrael finishes to complete and bring up all those vessels and complete them, then we come to Yimot Mashiach and we come to Tchias HaMesiv. That's something that has to be done. So now he's telling you here, right? So these things are the Chabad. Chochmas Ubus Olam are connected to the Chabad, the head of these Shivrei Kelim and Orot. That means it's not the lower part, it's the higher part. That's a terrible Avera. An Avera means you cause Shviras HaKelim. So learning Chochmas Ubus Olam is causing Shviras HaKelim in your Chabad. Now, that's not what we learn in Mochon Shoma. So, what's going to happen here? Right? No shit, Tanya. Okay. Right. The rabbi told me I have to stay in yeshiva for the rest of my life. That's not what Mochon Shlomo is all about. So, I'm just reading. Don't complain about me. Okay, we're going to get this. That's Rishchines Choraim Shechokhmos Kedush Kiyidua. Liyo Deichen. Ela. Im kein ose otam, but if he does them, kaudom lachtoch behen, cut with them. Dahainu kedei lihit parnes. He does it because he has to make a living. Mehen berevach lavodat Hashem. He's doing it to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he? He doesn't want to be a doctor because that's what he wants to do. Doctor is more important. That's the tachlis of the Bria, to become a doctor. He wants to help people. That's tachlis of Bria. Physicist. I want to become a physicist, so I want to work out science. No. Work out Torah.
Are you fixing vessels?
Work out Torah. Yeah. You're doing mitzvah.
Chabad
vessels? Or she yodeh lishtamesh behen la'avodas Hashem. Or he knows to use them for avodas Hashem. That means, if he can learn physics, and now he'll teach a class about physics and Torah, like some rabbis do.
Showing how physics comes
from Torah. Yeah, Torah. No, how is it? Physics doesn't come from Torah. Physics comes from Chochmas Umas Olam. Torah is Torah, physics is physics, right? Quantum mechanics you can't learn from Torah. I mean, you could learn, in theory, you could learn better things from Torah if we really understood it, but we're not the level we can understand things, right? If you want to learn quantum mechanics, go to university in quantum mechanics. Here we're learning Torah. We're learning spirituality. That's what we're giving, right? All a Torato. It's a once I asked a Shaila, because you mentioned asked a Shaila. It's machlokas a Ramban and Rambam, right? Now, I don't know how much of a machlokas is, because these machlokas are very adin, more adin than we understand. But according to the Ramban, everything's written in the Torah. The whole Torah, Shemus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything's written in the Torah, right? So according to even Torah, even physics, everything you can find in the Torah. According to the Ramban, Torah is Torah. What's written in Torah? You want to learn Chochmas Olam? Go learn Chochmas Olam. So I went, when I was a young kid, so I said, Yossi Shais asked the Fisher. So very Shlomo Fisher, in Italy then. I asked him, who's right? Who's right? So he said, what's a nafkamina? Today you can't learn it from the Torah. None of us can learn these things from the Torah. If you want to learn those things, you have to go to the university to learn those things. Don't learn from the Torah. We don't understand the Torah well enough that we can learn these things. But you also have to know that this is not Torah. It's Chochmah. Within Torah, you have Chochmah. If you learn Pirkei Avos, you probably could also learn psychology. But you're not learning Pirkei Avos to learn psychology. You're learning Pirkei Avos to know how to be an Eved Hashem, how to behave with proper midas, how to be mit character Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meila, you learn psychology. That's psal lecha. The psalis of the Torah is psychology. The psalis of the Torah is the Chochmas of Musa Olam. You can learn it from the Torah. By the way, Mimela. But that's not what you're learning Torah for.
What's the Torah?
Psalis is the residues of the Torah. You can learn it. You will learn it Mimela. It will happen to you Mimela. If you learn Gemara, you'll be a better thinker. If you do business, you'll be able to do better business. You'll be able to think clearly. You'll be more sensitive. It'll help you do with your business dealings, to notice things. But that doesn't mean that's what you're learning Torah for. You understand the difference? Okay. And this is the reasoning of the Rambam and the Ramban. And the help that they worked in these things. In other words, you can become a doctor. You become a lawyer. You become a physiotherapist. Whatever it is. Whatever thing you do. So long as it's a kosher thing. So long as it's a thing RP Torah that you're allowed to do. Right? You can't go and sell, I don't know what.
Pigs.
Yeah, you can't sell things which are also to sell. Or right? You can't do that. Like you can't say, because what will happen if you do sell things which are also the thing, the money, you buy food with it, and you feed your kids, and you feed yourself, that's going to be more near you when you do it for learning. Unbelievable, right? That's what you learned this week's parrot. Be careful where you get your money from. Be careful what you eat. Be careful what you do. It can affect you. It can affect your aliyah this year in Torah. You know, every day. Right? We want the best for our children. So we get kosher food. We get kosher money. We get everything. We make sure it's good. You with me? So, let's stop here, B'zah Hashem. And you want to become a doctor, you want to become a physicist, you want to become a lawyer, you're making a parnasa with it, right? It's perfectly allowed. And you're good at it, right? You're good at it. And say you're going to sit and study Torah. You'd probably also be good at it. If you can become a lawyer or a doctor, you're probably good at Torah. Now, you have to know how good, and you have to, this is a personal question, where are you going to go with your life? What are you going to do with it? Right? So that's what you have rabbis for. A rabbi knows you individually and will help you to choose a path. But if after you thinking, you ask a rabbi, he chooses a path for you, working and learning, right? It can't be working and working. It has to be working and learning. Rabbi Gershenfeld told me once. There was a, maybe I told you this story, about a guy who was earning this is a long time ago, probably $4 million, probably now would be the equivalent of $10 million, right? A year, right? That's a lot of money. And he was offered a job to earn $20 or $30 million, right? $40 million. Good deal, right? But what's, and he said, look, I can take that job and I can look how much I can help yeshivas. I don't need $40 million. I'll do l'shem shemayim, I'll go and help yeshivas and all the yeshivas will prosper. See how many talmidei chachamim I can help, right? So, simply thinking, you think, let him go take that job. Gizun to hate, right? So he went to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And he told him not to take it. Why? Because that job involved complete absorption in that, complete doing that thing. And he wouldn't have time for learning, he wouldn't have time for his family, he would be ruined as a person. He wouldn't be a terrible person, right? But where would be his Torah learning? Where would be all these things, all the mitzvahs he's doing? Yeah, he would do a big mitzvah of being Tomech in Torah. But he himself has to be involved in Torah. He himself has to be mechubad kedusha. Take the 4 million job. The yeshiva world, don't worry, Kodesh Baruch Hu has plans for them. There'll be other people who'll give. Believe me, there's enough Jewish money to pay for all the Torah learning in Eretz Yisrael with plenty to spare. People have to be trained to, to give a little bit more, or in the right places. Okay, that's life. But Krish Baruch has his plan, and we know that things will work out. How and where? We have to leave things up to him a bit, no?
Yeah.